Good day, North Pole. This is Elf Stacy, and today is October 9th. Today's Christmas story is Lucrece Beale's Santa and the Pigwidgeon, Chapter 7, The Giant. But first, let's take a look at your weather. It's currently 9 degrees Celsius, with winds of up to 15 miles per hour. We've entered into our 6 months of darkness now that the sun has set completely. We may have said goodbye to the sun, but our old friend the North Star Polaris is shining brightly directly overhead. We can also welcome back our favorite constellations, Cassiopeia, Draco, and Ursa Major. Time to get out and do some stargazing. Your commute today looks good except for a snowmobile with a broken runner on southbound I-680 at the First Street on-ramp. Please exercise caution when passing. Speaking of snowmobiles, our listener email today comes from Mechanic Elf Smitty, who has written in with some tips for annual snowmobile maintenance. Now that we've had the first snows of the season, it's time to make sure our vehicles are in prime condition. His tips are: 1. Perform a thorough visual inspection of your snowmobile. Under good lighting, look over your machine for any loose parts, worn belts, any other obvious stresses, buckling, or cracks. 2. Add fresh fluids. 3. Unplug intakes. 4. Replace spark plugs. 5. Clean the carburetor. 6. Evaluate the skis to make sure they are in good condition. And 7. Clean your snowmobile. Following these steps is a simple way to ensure your machine is ready for a great winter. If you have news you'd like me to read, please email me at elfstacyrose@aol.com. Now it's time to continue on with our story. Chapter 7, The Giant. What did it matter, thought Claus, if the magic of the elves' marvelous gifts would work but once? Each weapon was so powerful that it could destroy the Pigwidgeon, and once only would it be needed. Claus thanked the elves and climbed aboard the Sop Choppy River Ferry. Patrick Tweedlemees pulled the raft back through the dark and perilous currents. At the river's end, they clambered out of the hole and started on their way to the land of frost and never-ending snow where the Pigwidgeon was said to dwell. Day and night they traveled north. They stopped only for a few hours' sleep or to hunt for a bit of food in the forests. One night they came upon a mansion standing dark and empty against the moonlighted sky. It was a cold night, and so they crept through the doorless entrance of the mansion to find warmth. Using Tweedlemee's firefly flashlight, they found themselves in an empty hall from which 4 long and 1 short corridors led. They tiptoed into the short corridor and lay down on the floor and fell asleep. When dawn came, they went back to the hall and out the flapping doorless entrance. Tweedlemee stood there yawning noisily. Claus clapped his hand over the elf's mouth. He pointed at a nearby hill. "What is it?" sputtered Tweedlemees behind Claus' hand.
"It's not a hill," gasped Claus. "It's a sleeping giant."
He pointed at the mansion where they had spent the night.
"And that isn't a mansion. It's the giant's glove."
Suddenly the mighty hump stirred.
"Let's get out of here," stuttered Tweedlemees.
He and Claus started off as fast as their trembling legs could carry them. Unfortunately, the only place to run was straight up a mountainside. They had hardly started when a grinding, crunching roar split their ears. They fell to the ground and shivered and shook. When they peered down at the hump, they saw the giant had merely turned on his back and was now peacefully snoring.
"What an oaf!"
grumbled Tweedlemees. He was ashamed to have been so afraid.
"I should have given him a good clouting while we were there." "Come on," urged Claus. "He may wake soon."
They scrambled up the rocky mountain. They had to disappear on the other side to be safe, and the giant would never know they had been there. But when they reached the top, Tweedlemees turned and glared down at the hump far below.
"I'm not afraid of giants," he bragged. "In fact, I think I'll just finish off that giant before we go."
Before Claus could stop them, Tweedlemees put all his weight behind a colossal boulder and shoved it off the top of the mountain. The boulder rocketed down the mountainside and hit the sleeping giant.
"What have you done?" cried Claus in alarm.
"Demolished a giant," said Tweedlemees gleefully.
But the boulder had done the giant no more harm than an acorn dropped from a tree. It had merely awakened him, and he was very annoyed. He lumbered to his feet. Seeing Claus and Tweedlemees at the top of the mountain, he gave a bellow and started after them. Tune in next time for Chapter 8. This elf cast has been brought to you by the elves in Santa's letter office, who remind you to place your requests for a letter at writtenbysanta.webs.com by December 12th. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. I'm Elf Stacy, wishing you a good day, North Pole.